Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 52 of Preparing for the Inevitable, a podcast on how to handle trouble, tribulations, afflictions, suffering, pain, and death. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast will help you get ready to face the inevitable, unpleasant things that will happen in your life. Thank God we have many wonderful things that happen in our lives by the grace of God. But there are some unpleasant things that will happen in your life as well, and you need to accept it. Things such as trouble, tribulation, afflictions, betrayal, suffering, sickness, and death itself. The death of people you love and your own death. Trouble, suffering, and death are common threads that run throughout all of humanity. In the book of Job, the Bible reads, "Man born of woman is of few days and full of trouble." Few days points to death. These things are inescapable. You will never meet a person who has not, is not, or will not experience these painful things in life. Yet we attempt to hide from these inevitabilities, to pretend they don't exist, to block them out of our minds, or believe that they won't happen to us. Very foolishly believe that. Our world is filled with news of swift transitions, of people getting sick, of people dying, children suffering, entire government systems and organizations and nations enduring trouble and turmoil. But we tend to see these as things that only happen to other people and never to us. Trouble, suffering, and death come equally to all people of all races, from every socioeconomic status, of every religion, in every country of the world, in every language. And sometimes trouble comes double. It makes us all very equal, doesn't it? So this podcast, beloved, will show you how to accept these realities of life, these inevitabilities, and not just cope, but have hope. And face trouble, suffering, and death in your own life. That's right, in your own life. And in the world with confidence, courage, class, and most of all, with faith, hope, and charity. Dear friends, the Holy Bible says in Psalm 34:18, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." The featured quote for this episode is from an unknown author. This person said, "Grief never ends, but it changes. It's a passage, not a place to stay. Grief is not a sign of weakness, nor a lack of faith. It is the price of love. My. Our topic for today is titled Grief and Mourning, Part 4, The Process of Grief, from the fine book, The Art of Dying, Living Fully into the Life to Come, by Rob Moll. Lewis's experience is not too different from that of many people today who have lost a loved one. It is a very strange thing. Today, grieving is often a lonely, awkward experience. Nevertheless, grieving well is best done within a supportive community that is willing to suffer, wait, and care for the person devastated by loss. And by the way, and I'm adding this, a good Bible-believing church, local church, plays a very big role in this. And that is parenthetical. I'm adding this to the reading. And who, in many ways, is a new person. It is a tragedy that, for many, such a community doesn't exist. In our fractured society, it is not our natural inclination to be this sort of community. And we may be past middle age before we need to become this sort of community. Grieving well begins with dying well. Survivors have plenty to overcome as they mourn the loss of a loved one. A good death helps begin that process. This process is clinically and popularly described as occurring in stages. First comes disbelief, the shock of it all. Then yearning for the dead loved one, the missing of the person, then anger, oftentimes anger with yourself as the living one, not doing enough, not spending more time with them when you had the opportunity, and then depression, and finally, after depression, acceptance. In February 2007, the Journal of the American Medical Association published a report by the Yale Bereavement Study, which largely confirmed the popular notion of these stages during recovery from grief, including denial, anger, bargaining, and finally acceptance. It is important to note that the stages of grief may be better described as moods that come and go throughout the mourning process, even if they occur more frequently at certain points. The Yale study found that feelings of yearning peaked 4 months after a loss, to be followed by anger. At 6 months came increased feelings of depression, typically the occurrence of the first four stages significantly declined after 6 months as the bereaved gained acceptance of the loss. And by the way, may I add, all of that is by God's grace. For life would be terrible for sure if God didn't give you the grace to overcome it. He does. Though the first 6 months are the most traumatic, the grieving process typically takes 2 years, though it may take twice as long before a survivor feels as though life has reached a new normal and they can go on. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, for some of us may be dead by next week's podcast. Who knows? Only God. We will continue looking at grief and mourning in our next podcast. God bless you. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for preparing us, Lord, for the inevitabilities of life, so that we will not be like the masses who run up against it, totally devastated, totally shocked, totally in pain, and acting like it was not going to come. Lord, thank you for lovingly, slowly, but surely preparing us for it, because just like it's going to happen to others, Lord, help us not to deceive ourselves. It will happen to us as well. And we pray that you will prepare us for good days and bad days. Prepare us, Lord, for celebrations and tragedies. Prepare us, Lord, for weddings and funerals. Prepare us, Lord, for life and death. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen.